This color is worn only twice a year, on the third Sunday of Advent and also on the fourth Sunday of Lent, to be an indication of joy. Interestingly, from a historical note, the color rose, and may I point out it is not pink, it's rose, was really a different shade, what we would consider a different shade of purple. They even call this Roman purple. It was a shade of purple that had more red in it, you might say, which over the many years took on more and more the hue that we would call pink or rose. But this is liturgically not considered a different color. It is rather just a substitute for the violet that is worn during the season of Advent. But again, a more joyful tone. We see also the flowers on the altar. We hear the organ played. And we have the wonderful epistle from St. Paul to the Philippians. It begins with the word rejoice, gaudete, which is where we take the name for this Sunday, gaudete Sunday. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, the construction of this phrase is very important. St. Paul is not telling us to simply rejoice always. That is to have a jolly good time no matter what happens. No, he says rejoice in the Lord. And then let your moderation be known to all men. So this is not a call to revelry. This is not a call to useless or constant partying, but it is a reminder, rather, that our joy, our reason for rejoicing, ought to be in the Lord. Always. It's amazing how deceptive the world is. And the world is not our only enemy that is seeking always to deceive us. It is, of course, we have those other two great enemies, the devil and his minions, and our own self, that fallen human nature we were given at birth. And the deception is that our joy ought to be here. That there is something in this world that is going to capture our heart. That it ought to be the preoccupation of our mind, and our attention needs to be focused on the things that are here and now. But what a deception this is. I found it very interesting. I heard this very famous actor from Hollywood. He was giving a speech, an acceptance speech at, I think they call it the Golden. God's truth before he dies, but the realization was there that no, okay, these accolades in the grand scheme mean nothing. Maybe there is a fleeting moment of joy. And how many times have we all experienced this as one thing or another? And we must say, particularly with those things that are illicit or sinful. We deceive ourselves. We are helped in that deception by the world and the devils, perhaps. The moment is over, and not only are we not happy, we are less happy than we have ever been before. And even with those things that are not necessarily illicit, for example, we recently had Our Lady of Guadalupe Fiesta here in this parish. Yesterday they had it at Mary Immaculate Queen Parish in Rathdrum. And this is a wonderful thing to do. We ought to enjoy life. God gave us these good things. But what if we had been preparing for this thing for weeks, had been the subject of all of our extra time and our extra thoughts? We get to this important fiesta, and everyone has a good time, everything goes well. And in an hour or two, it's over. Maybe we've all had a similar experience. Perhaps we've read a very good book. It's a different scenario when we have a very good spiritual book. But maybe we've had a non-spiritual book, a story that really engrossed us. We're really invested in these pages. We get to the last page, we finish the last word, and we're just, for some unexplainable reason, we're just sort of bereft. It's over. Why does my life feel so empty right now? It's because of that great deception. We are so easily deceived that there is something of importance in these transitory things. Now again, we have to keep everything in its proper place. There is a time and a place. We ought to rejoice in the good things God has given us. Truly give thanks for a gathering of friends, a good meal, the little joys in life. But these things can never be the end. Because if we are not rejoicing in the Lord, then they are going to only lead to disappointment. St. Philip Neri was wont to say, "He who seeks recreation apart from the Creator will never find it." We think about what that word recreation means. And this is something we ought to engage in. Recreation is a good thing. We need to relieve stress. We need to revive ourselves. But that word, recreate. What are we recreating in ourselves? Hopefully something good. And this was, I believe, the mentality of St. Philip Neri. Recreate. If we're not recreating in ourselves something that is an image of God, the Creator, going to be time poorly spent. So, my dear friends, rejoice always in the Lord. St. Paul ends this epistle by asking a prayer, or rather a petition. He prays, "May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord." These are very meaningful words. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds. We need protection from that terrible deception, which would have us seeking our pleasure here on earth. The peace of God, which ought to be in our hearts, cannot be replaced by anything else. There is absolutely nothing that can substitute the joy, the peace of a clean conscience. The knowledge that we are actually doing our best, we're trying as hard as we can. The sincere hope that we are pleasing to God at this moment. This is how the saints, through incredible adversity, could be so full of joy. Take any one of them as an example. One particular example that always comes to mind is St. Francis of Assisi. He made it his life's work to suffer. He wanted more than anything to follow Jesus crucified. He wanted to imitate him in his sufferings in every way. But what is remarkable, and this over these many centuries comes through clearly, his biographers all relate, his contemporaries, there was not a more joyful man on this earth. So full of the love of God. Sometimes it was known to just simply burst into song. And how is this? He kept the peace of God in his heart. He did not fall victim to that great deception that the earth has anything substantial to offer. He was willing to give this up entirely to seek after that true happiness. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us on this Gaudete Sunday rejoice always. Yes, rejoice in the little things. It's okay to take pleasure in those things that God has given us for our enjoyment in their proper place. But most of all, let us rejoice that we have God dwelling in our souls. We have that most incredible gift of sanctifying grace. Rejoice that we have our Catholic faith, that we can be here this morning at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. We can receive our Lord in Holy Communion. We can take him home with us in our heart and our soul.